From livingoverexisting.com, this is The Low Podcast, an audio outlet for women entrepreneurs and founders who want to build a successful business without sacrificing the life she desires. Each week, we interview incredible women from different industries and backgrounds on their journey to success, how they are living on purpose, pushing past fear, and managing their lives around entrepreneurship. Turn the volume up and get ready for honest conversations on what it's really like to be a female entrepreneur. I'm your host and founder of Living Over Existing, Alicia Robertson. Hey, you guys, welcome back to another episode of the Living Over Existing podcast. So, as you may or may not know, all of this month, we have been talking about visibility. More specifically, we have been talking about how to make you and your brand more visible through pitching yourself to different media outlets. So far on the podcast, we have been talking about how to craft your unique story. Last week, we talked with Lori L. Thompson Payton on how to gain visibility through your writing. And today, I wanted to chat with you about how to pitch yourself to be featured on different podcasts and also how to rock your interview. So podcasts are huge right now, and I don't see like this trend or popularity of podcasts dying down anytime soon. And if you are wanting to expand your audience, if you are wanting to expand your reach and share your message, one of the best ways to do that is to be featured on some of your favorite podcasts. So in this week's episode, I am going to be sharing a throwback episode that I recorded almost exactly a year ago. So this episode, episode 75, actually went live on June 12th, 2019. So it's been a little over a year. And in this episode, I just talked about how to pitch yourself to different podcasts and how to rock your interview. So it's one thing to create your pitch and to, you know, send it out to your favorite outlets and for them to finally say yes. But once they say yes and you book your, you know, your interview, you have to kill it. You have to be able to clearly tell your story and to be able to clearly, you know, get across your message without a bunch of ums and let me think and, you know, having just long pauses. So in this throwback episode, I'm sharing a few tips on how to pitch yourself to some of your favorite shows and also how to rock your interview. Also, don't forget, we are really diving deep into visibility over in our membership community, The Low Collective. So we have been talking about how to find outlets that you want to pitch to. I've provided the girls with a pitch template that they can use moving forward. And we're just talking about a lot of the do's and don'ts of how and when and why you should be pitching yourself to different outlets. So if you want to catch up on everything that we've been talking about in the community this month, head over to joinloe.com. That's joinloe.com to learn more about how you can become a member of the Low Collective. So as someone who has been, you know, pitched to and I've received pitches and also has pitched themselves to be on different podcasts, I wanted to give you a few tips on what has really helped me to not only land interviews, but also what I like to see when someone pitches me as well. So I also wanted to give you a few tips on how to give a good interview. So it's one thing to finally get that yes from a show that you have been dying to be on, but that's really only half the battle. You're about to be placed in front of an entirely new audience, so the last thing that you want to do is go on there and mumble your way through the questions. So in addition to giving you some tips and advice on how to pitch yourself to be on a podcast, I'll also be giving you some tips on how to rock your interview as well. So when it comes to pitching yourself, where exactly do you start? So before even creating the initial pitch and sending out emails, you'll want to make sure that you are organized. And also making sure that you're staying on top of responses so that you know who you need to follow up with. So the very first thing that I started doing before I started to pitch myself to different podcasts was to create a spreadsheet with all of the shows that I wanted to be on. So within that spreadsheet, I created a column for the show name, the host name. I put their web address, their email address, exactly what I will pitch them, so like my angle or my story, the date I sent out the first pitch, and then the date that I would follow up, and then lastly, the final response. So staying organized definitely helps you to make the process go a little bit faster, just because when you do get ready to sit down and send out those emails, you're not scrambling at the last minute trying to find information. You're not figuring out, you know, when was the last time you followed up with them. So you're not, you know, spending a ton of time in your inbox trying to find the last email. So I highly, highly suggest before you sit down to start sending out those pitch emails, just take some time to really just brainstorm and think about all of the shows that you want to be featured on, and also just get all their information all in one space. So a little tip about getting a podcast host's contact information, and this really can go for anybody that you're wanting to pitch yourself to or contact in general. So I feel like most show hosts or most shows will have a contact email address on their website or at least in their social media bio. So one of my favorite places to look now when I can't find someone's email address on their website, I will go to their Instagram, because like the new like Instagram business accounts, you can actually add your, like a little button for your email address onto your account. So 9 times out of 10, if I haven't been able to find someone's email address on their website, more than likely it's on their Instagram profile or somewhere on their social media. So one another quick tip, if you are unable to find their email address, so it's not on their website, it's not on their social media bio, the only time I believe that it's okay to drop into someone's DM is to simply just ask for their contact information. So do not send your whole pitch via DM unless you want to be ignored and possibly blocked. Now, everyone is different. You know, some people may be okay with you dropping into them, their DM, but for me, as someone who I feel like barely even answers their DM or doesn't even really pay it any attention, I really would like for people, if they can't find my information, which it's over everything, to just simply send me an email. I'm gonna send me a DM saying, hey, I would love to send you an email. I would love to talk to you about the podcast, or I would love to pitch myself to be on the podcast, but I'm unable to find your contact info. Could you please just let me know what's the best way to contact you and, you know, what's your email address? So if you're going to go into someone's DM, let it be to get their contact information, you guys. Do not sit there and send a bunch of paragraphs via DM on why you should be on their show, because I promise you it's probably not going to work. So also, make sure that you really read their website and make sure that you are contacting them correctly. So if their website clearly states that they want you to complete a form and to not send an email, make sure you're completing that form and not sending an email. Like, just make sure that you're following directions. So I know for Living Over Existing, it clearly states on our contact page to complete the form if you're interested in being on this show and to not send an email. And somehow I still get a ton of emails with guest pitches, and it's irritating just because it's like, all right, just make sure that you are actually reading the website and following directions. So believe it or not, running a podcast has a lot of different moving pieces. And often these things are put into place so that the show host can stay on track and, you know, stay organized. So please just pay attention, and I would just hate for you to miss out on what could be an incredible opportunity just because you failed at reading directions clearly. So just, you know, my 2 cents for someone who has been on both sides. So, all right, so you already have your list of shows that you want to pitch yourself to. You found all of their contact information. The next part is to figure out what your specific angle or story is. So please, please, first off, make sure that you have actually listened to the podcast that you're pitching yourself to, and that you also have a clear understanding of their brand before sending that pitch. So, just for example, if you want to pitch yourself to talk about self-care, then you do not need to pitch yourself to a podcast that mainly talks about the weekly TV shows, even if they have a huge audience. It's not going to do you any good to, you know, target an audience that's only, you know, interested in TV shows. That host is probably going to just delete your email address, which also means you just wasted both of your times. So, just make sure that you're actually listening to the podcast, that you have a clear understanding of what the brand is about. So if you want your pitch to be successful, you just want to make sure that your message somehow aligns with theirs. Also, you want to try to be specific within your pitch and give a couple of topic ideas that you would like to speak on. Make it easy for that podcast host to be able to create a story or even create their interview questions around, you know, your story or maybe some like specific topics that you are like really well versed in. So, for example, let's say that you want to be on a podcast to pitch your new book idea. And let's say that new book idea is centered around adapting better eating habits. So instead of saying, "Hey, I would like to come on to your show to talk about my new book," you could always try pitching, you know, something a little bit more specific. So maybe something like, you know, how changing my eating habits saved my life. Or you could, you know, maybe share your journey. Or you could say, you know, "I would really like to come on your show to talk about the one thing that health gurus are not telling you about eating healthy." So don't be, you know, generic and say, "Hey, I just want to come over there and talk about my book." Make it helpful for them and give them something of value that they can be able to share with their audience. So that's going to be really good for their audience. Again, just try going at it with an interesting angle to catch their attention and to give the host something to work with. I love, 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 love when I do hear from like people who want to be on the show and they say, "Hey, I do this. I work with these type of people. You know, these are the things that I would love to come on your show and talk about." So that really helps me, like I said, to not only get a better understanding of your brand and to make sure that it's going to align with Living Over Existing, but it's also going to help me when it's time for me to come up with the interview questions to really ask specific questions based on that topic so we can really dig into like a good conversation. So don't be afraid to go ahead and just give some ideas out there. Sometimes that host may have, you know, a different angle that they want to go with, which is totally okay. You're just going ahead and, you know, trying to help them at the best that you can. One more thing too. So also depending on the show that you're pitching yourself to will determine your angle. So I would try to switch up your angle so that it aligns with each show. Don't necessarily pitch the exact same thing to a bunch of shows. Of course, some may overlap and some you may talk about, you know, similar topics with. But I would definitely say try your best to kind of format your angle to specifically match that podcast audience or that podcast brand. All right, so now that you have your topics covered, and again, these should be things that you are very well versed in. I'll say this again in a few, but you want to talk about things that you know. You don't want to get on someone's podcast and just be mumbling and stumbling and just not knowing what you're talking about after you've already said that you were a quote-unquote expert in this specific industry. So just make sure that the topics that you are pitching are actually things that you can talk about so you don't make yourself look crazy. All right, so let's talk about crafting your actual pitch. So this is the email that you're going to send out to those podcast hosts. So now that you have a list of shows, you found their contact info, and you have your angle, let's write the pitch. So first, make sure that you have the host name spelled right. Another just quick tip, which I hope a lot of you would double check, but just in case you're rushing, make sure that you have the audience or the host name spelled correctly. I cannot tell you how many times I've deleted emails without reading them because the person who was pitching to me spelled my name wrong. Now, my name is clearly on the about page on the website. You can easily find me on social media, even if, you know, you're not going directly through Living Over Existing. So there's really no excuse to spell someone's name wrong. Like, you just double check. It literally takes 3 seconds to make sure that you have that podcast host's name spelled correctly. Again, I would hate for you to have to go through creating this whole pitch and taking your time and sending that email just to realize that, you know, you spelled the name wrong, and now that host either is looking at you crazy, definitely not going to have you on the show, and they're probably going to delete your email. So just FYI for future reference. All right, but let's break down your pitch. So I like to start off in the intro by briefly introducing myself and stating why I'm emailing that person. So for example, I would say something like, I'm Alicia Robinson and I am the founder of the digital media company Living Over Existing. I would say something like, I am contacting you today because I would love to be a guest on your podcast. And then I would say in the second paragraph is where you would want to give a brief bio. So I would say like 2 to 3 sentences tops to say what you do and who you help or who your target audience is. So I could say something like, Living Over Existing aims to help women entrepreneurs who not only want to grow their business, but also live an intentional life outside of entrepreneurship. I would say something like, I target, you know, again, women entrepreneurs between the ages of 22 to 35. And I really believe that, you know, what I have to offer would be, you know, great for your podcast. I'm just thinking off the top of my head, guys. But you just want to give just a brief bio, no more than 2 to 3 sentences. Again, you want to keep this short and sweet, like short as sweet as possible. And just briefly just say what it is that you do and who you help. In the third paragraph, I would go on to say, you know, just briefly state why it would be beneficial to have you on the show, and I would use bullet points to give those show ideas. So those stories or those angles that we talked about just a few minutes ago, I would definitely put those in bullet points. So you could say that, you know, I know your audience is, you know, majority of entrepreneurs, built of a majority of entrepreneurs. I would love to come onto your show to discuss. One point would be how to, you know, begin living on purpose within your life in your business. The second one could be how to take better care of yourself as an entrepreneur. The third one could be how to set boundaries around your business so that you flourish in your life. So you want to just, again, just say briefly why it would be beneficial to have you on the show or why you think their audience would be interested in hearing more about your journey. And then giving those bullet points of those story ideas for the audience as well, for the show as well. So again, keep it short and sweet. And then you just want to close out by saying thank you, of course, saying, you know, you're interested in possibly being on the show, and just close out the email address. So, close out the email. So another quick tip is I usually create a template that I can use and then tweak to just make it specific for each show that I pitch. So this makes it easier on me when I'm pitching myself to multiple shows. I'm not, you know, creating the same pitch over and over and over again. I create pretty much a specific outline, and then I just go in and tweak that template depending on the show that I am pitching. Just make sure that you edit each email. The last thing you want to do is embarrass yourself by pitching to, you know, a podcast and you didn't change any of the information from the previous podcast. So now you're shouting out the wrong podcast. Now you're saying the wrong person's name, and it's just a big just disaster. So just make sure if you're going to create a template for your pitches to make sure that you are taking your time with each email and making sure you're tweaking those depending on the show. So I also keep all of my pitches together in like a Google Drive folder. It just makes it easy. Again, I'm really big on staying organized for things like this. So it really just helps to have everything in one place. And I love that, you know, if for any reason I'm out, I can access my Google Drive folders from my phone. So just quick tip for you guys who are thinking, oh my gosh, I want to be on 20 different podcasts. I have to sit here and write 20 different emails. That's not the case. You know, work smarter, not harder. So you have gotten your pitch all together. You have sent out the first pitch. What's next is the follow-up. So the most important piece to pitching yourself is following up with that podcast host. So inboxes get cluttered and often people forget to respond. So it's really important to pop back in if you haven't heard back. So I usually follow up with that host after a week or so and send a brief email, just kind of briefly reiterating what the previous email said and also just thanking them for their time. So instead of me copying and pasting the first email, I will say something like, hey, so-and-so, I just wanted to follow up with you with on an email that I sent about a week ago about possibly being a host on your, possibly being a guest on your podcast. I am such and such. I do such and such. This is why I would love to be on your show. And this is what I would love to come onto your show to talk about. If you're interested in having me, I'm excited. I'm super excited to be on the show. Just let me know how to schedule our interview call. Super sweet. And I also usually add that follow-up to the same like email thread as the original email, just so they can go back and look at the original pitch that I sent them as well. So again, I usually follow up about a week or so, usually a little bit over a week, I would say, just to give people time to kind of like clear out their inbox. But 9 times out of 10, if I don't hear a response back, I don't hear a response until I send the follow-up. Sorry about that. So a lot of times I'll send out that first email, don't hear anything back. The second one I'll follow up, and then that's when I'll actually get a response, and it'll say, oh, hey, I'm sorry, I was meaning to reach back out to you, or, you know, thank you for bumping this up to the, you know, top of my inbox. So again, most important piece to pitching yourself is going to be following up. So a lot of people have asked me, how many times do you follow up after the initial email? So I personally only send 2 emails, the original email and then the follow-up. As someone who receives pitches, I like to receive no more than 2 emails. One, just because my inbox is already crazy and I don't need, you know, any more clutter. 2, sometimes as a podcast host, you can be bombarded with so many pitches in your inbox and it can become overwhelming. So at some point it does get hard for you to be able to respond to each and every person that emails you. So I kind of see it as, you know, if I haven't heard back from you, you know, after, you know, the second email, then obviously either you don't want me on the show or you're just insanely busy. So I like to keep it at 2 emails. I only like to receive 2 emails. The only exception to that, I would say, is if they respond back or they have their assistant respond back and say, oh, hey, you know, she is completely, you know, booked up with podcast guests at the moment. Do you mind, you know, following up within a couple weeks, or do you mind following up within a couple months? Then that's okay. I feel like if you want to then, you know, put that on a calendar to follow up again a third time or a fourth time, that's completely fine. I just don't be annoying is what I'm trying to get at. And I'm not saying, you know, anyone who has ever pitched me has been annoying or anything like that, but just don't be that girl who is sending out follow-ups, you know, for 6 months straight and, you know, still hasn't heard anything back. Because at that point, you're probably definitely not going to be chosen to be on that show. All right, so we have gone over getting organized, finding contact information, figuring out your, you know, your story, and also creating your pitch and also when to follow up. So let's jump into how to actually rock the interview. So let's say you've gotten the big yes, and now it's time for you to show up. So the key to being a great podcast guest, to me, is knowing your story and being able to clearly articulate it, and also being able to think on your feet and allow the host to navigate the conversation. So everyone gets nervous, but you'll want to reduce the amount of ums and long pauses as much as possible. I say this as someone who ums and hums and makes all little noises when I can't think of what to say a lot. And I really have to be conscious, even when I'm recording my own podcast or when I'm on someone else's podcast, to not say a lot. Trust me, I do it a whole lot. So this could also be an entire episode in itself, but it's really important to be able to clearly articulate your story and keep it on brand. So again, if you pitch those topic ideas, you need to actually know what you're talking about. You'll also want to be very well versed in kind of like your origin story as well. Meaning, if asked, you'll want to be able to share why you started, how you started, and where you are in your journey today. You don't want to be stumbling over your journey or having to go back and say, you know what? No, I did this first, not that first. Or, and then I did this and then I did that. Like, you don't want to be that person. Like, be able to clearly articulate your story. And honestly, the biggest tip I can give you for that is just writing your story down and just taking some time to practice it. Taking some time to go over your story and making sure that it's the parts that you're telling is on brand. Again, just make sure that you are clearly able to talk about the subject that you pitched. So again, please don't pitch a topic that you are not really well versed in. I would beforehand jot down just a few main points that you'll want to hit so that you're not all over the place. This is also especially helpful too if the podcast host sends out questions ahead of time. Just maybe going through those questions ahead of time before you actually go on to the show to make sure that you have something in mind that you will want to say. So you're not having to take a really long time trying to think of your next response. So no pressure at all, and I don't want to scare you, but you honestly have one shot at this. So you're about to be introduced to a whole new audience, so you want to be sure that you're making the most out of it. So your next client or customer could be a listener of that podcast, so you don't want to, you know, sound like you don't know what you're talking about. You want to sound confident. You don't want to sound nervous. You want to sound like you really are who you say you are, that you really are confident in what you are saying. So as much as possible, you know, try to kind of go over your own story to make sure that you can clearly articulate that. If that podcast host does send out questions ahead of time, make sure that you're kind of going through those questions so that you know what to expect. And that you can go ahead and have some like ideas of what you want to say as well. So kind of to piggyback off of that, not every podcast host may send out interview questions, which means you need to be able to clearly come up with an answer to the questions. Like, you need to be quick on your feet. Also, I know for me, when I send out my questions for my interview guests, I usually send out like 5 or 6 questions that I want to hit on that I kind of use to guide the conversation. But a lot of what I ask the person I'm interviewing is based on their responses. So I kind of come up with questions based on things that I want to dig deeper into. So if that pod, you know, everyone, you know, interviews differently, but if that podcast host is like that, or if they just don't send out questions beforehand, you just want to be sure that you can, you know, quickly come up with an answer without, you know, the ums or the uhs or the super, super long pauses. So how do you do this without sounding crazy? Honestly, it takes practice. But I will say that, again, being comfortable with the topic that you're talking about helps a ton. But just because when you're comfortable with a certain topic, you're able to talk about the ins and outs of that topic. You can probably go on for days and days and days about this specific topic. So if you're thrown a question that you maybe weren't expecting, yeah, you may have to pause for a moment or two, but it won't be something where you absolutely just cannot answer the question. Again, just don't be afraid to take a pause to think of your answer. So you want to avoid super, super long pauses as much as possible. But if you need to take a moment to just sit there for a second and think about the answer before you say it, that's okay to do that. And also, don't be afraid to ask. So if you don't understand the question or if you need it to be repeated, don't be afraid to ask the podcast host if they can repeat the question or, you know, if they meant a certain thing when they asked that question. So I will say that most interviews do run like a conversation, so it is better to ask than to stumble or go off topic. Again, you want to be confident and sound confident and, you know, actually sound like you know what you're doing. So if you don't understand something, don't be afraid to ask. You just, you know, it'll make everything just so much easier. So my biggest tip for being on a podcast is to really just be yourself. I know we went over a lot of things to like do and don't do and things to practice and things to remember, but honestly, the biggest tip I can give is to just be yourself. So have fun and definitely play off the host's personality. So I always encourage my guests to talk to me as if they were talking to a friend. And some of my favorite interviews that I've, you know, conducted and some of my favorite interviews that I've actually listened to are the ones where, you know, we can laugh or, you know, the person is laughing with the host and we can find commonalities in our stories. And, you know, we can kind of go off topic just a little bit, but we can, you know, hop back on in any second. So those are really my favorite podcasts. Those are the ones that are, I think, most interesting to listen to. And they're the ones that also hold your attention. So I will definitely say to just be yourself. Oh, one more thing I wanted to mention too about being on someone's podcast and, you know, sharing your story. You want to make sure that you are allowing the person interviewing you, so the podcast host, to navigate the conversation. So I say this to say it is their show, and yes, you may be excited and want to share all the things about your story, but you want to make sure that you're not taking over the interview, meaning when they ask you a question, you answer that question, and then you automatically go into something else, and then you go into something else, and then you go into something else. Once you answer that question, try to give like a brief pause so that the person interviewing you can kind of jump in and ask you more questions or ask you for feedback or ask you to elaborate on something. So, of course, answer the question, you know, as much as you need to, but don't let it be to the point where it's kind of like a run-on sentence and it ends up just being more you and not many questions being asked. So I just wanted to say that before I wrap this up, because that is really, really important to being a good person to interview or to being a good podcast guest is, you know, don't forget, it's not your show. It is the other person's show, so let them navigate it. All right, so I hope that these tips have been helpful. So we've gone over everything from finding contact information, to putting together your story, to putting together your pitch, to following up, to some tips on how to actually rock your interview. So I will say that podcasts are booming right now. And honestly, there is no sign of them letting up. And I don't think they will let up for a really, really, really long time. So if you've been interested in being on someone's podcast, then I most definitely would take some time to really just shoot your shot. I feel like the summertime is the perfect time to do that just because things are kind of slowing down. I know a lot of shows that work on seasons may be on break meaning that they are probably pre-recording episodes now for their new season. So I think that this will be a perfect time to just sit down and just shoot your shot. Sit down, take your time figuring out the topics that you would like to cover on your show. Sit down and take your time creating that pitch template, and then just, you know, schedule out some emails to go out. If you have to do it at awkward times of the day, the Boomerang app for Gmail is phenomenal. People think that I'm up at 6 o'clock in the morning when they get my email, and I'm not. But Boomerang is a great way to just schedule out emails, you know, in advance. All right, you guys, so happy pitching. I wish you guys the best. If any of these tips have worked for you, please just head over to our Instagram, which is at Living Over Existing, and just share with me. Let me know how the process went. Let me know what shows I can expect you on. And don't forget to, if you enjoyed this episode, please, please, please head over to the Apple Podcast app and rate us and leave a review. So when you leave a review and rate us, that expands our range and lets more women know what living on purpose means and what living over existing is all about. So take a few moments and just head over to your favorite podcast app. We love Apple Podcasts, but you know, you can go to either one and just rate us and leave a review. And I will be chatting with you guys next week. If you love this episode, don't forget to rate the show and leave a review over on the Apple Podcast app. You can also share your favorite episodes with me over on Instagram at Living Over Existing. I love seeing screenshots of your favorite episodes. And if you're looking to connect with us further, every single Sunday in our newsletter, The Weekly Three, we send out one affirmation, one podcast, and one article designed to help you have the best week ever. You can sign up now by heading over to livingoverexisting.com/newsletter.